Hello, this is Mount Calvary Lutheran Churches in Kannapolis, North Carolina's podcast, where we are helping children understand the faith once delivered to the saints, helping parents teach their children, and for us all to rejoice that we are called to receive the kingdom of God like a little child. This is Pastor Christopher Stout from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and Abundant Life Lutheran Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm his wife, Kelly, and together we have five children, ages 8, 6, 4, 2, and just born.
Today we'll consider Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 8, and we'll read to begin. All of the congregation of the children of Israel traveled from the wilderness of Sin by their journeys, according to the Lord's commandment, and encamped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people quarreled with Moses and said,
"Give us water to drink."
Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" The people were thirsty for water there, and the people murmured against Moses and said,
"Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?"
Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk on before the people, and take the elders of Israel with you, and take the rod in your hand with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb. You shall strike the rock, and water shall come out, and the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because the children of Israel quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying,
"Is the Lord among us or not?"
And we want to consider three points within this story. One point is just about complaining. It's about murmuring, and it's about forgetfulness, how forgetful we are. The second is our Lord's gift of prayer. And the third is that all things find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. So the first thing that we want to consider is murmuring and complaining. So you hear,
what does it mean to murmur?
You hear so many murmurs within this story. Like, for example, they said,
"Why have you brought us up out of the land of Egypt to kill us?"
And you also hear them complaining that they have no water. This murmuring and complaining, you've heard it and you've done it as well.
It might sound like, "Mom, there's nothing to eat in this fridge."
Or, "Broccoli again?" Or,
"We haven't done anything fun today. Can't we go do something?"
Or, "Do we have to do school again?" Murmuring and complaining.
You've also heard your parents do it.
You're not alone in it. The people of Israel, I want you to note the connection between complaining and forgetfulness. We are very often forgetful. Now, the people of Israel are here complaining that they had no water to drink, which is a legitimate complaint. But notice that at this point, the same group of people had witnessed amazing miracles. They saw Moses split the Red Sea, and they all got to walk through it.
They saw the Lord save them from the massive army that was following them through that water.
They saw the institution of the Passover, in which all of the people of Israel were saved. The firstborn were passed over by the angel of death, while the people of Egypt, their firstborn died. And the people of Israel, they were marked with the blood of the Lamb, and therefore the wrath of God passed over them. These are just a few of the things that they saw. And I want you to note, look in verse, hear this verse again, that the Lord said to Moses, "Walk on before the people, take the elders of Israel with you, and take the rod in your hand with which you struck the Nile." That the people of Israel are looking at the man, that God used to deliver them, and they are looking at one of the instruments that God used to deliver him with the rod. Now, that's the rod that struck the Nile, that turned the water into blood. That's the rod that was raised up so that the Red Sea was parted and the people of Israel could go through on dry land. They're looking right at that, and they're saying, is the Lord among us or not? Even though the Lord had been among them in so many different ways. Have you ever been forgetful?
I know that I've been forgetful many times. The Lord gives so much, and then I, as a mom, just forget that the Lord will continue to provide, to give. But when I have that moment of forgetfulness, it's when I say things like, I can't do this anymore, or I'm never going to make it through this. And that's me forgetting that I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this alone, that the Lord works for me.
So one of the points of this story is that we always remember that God provides for us and that we receive it all with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the opposite of complaining, and thanksgiving also helps us not be so forgetful about what our Lord has given to us. The second point is the gift of prayer. Notice that the people of Israel, they did not cry out to the Lord. They cried out to Moses, and they complained to Moses, why have you brought us out of Egypt to kill our children and our livestock with thirst? But what Moses does is he cries out to the Lord, what shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. When you have burdens placed upon you, and you have burdens from your brothers and your sisters and your moms and dads, and you have burdens that you carry, that's your own fault too. Our Lord gives us the wonderful gift to take these burdens and to cry out to Him. When people complain to you, you can cry out to Him for help.
And prayer doesn't always mean you have the right words. It means you cry out to the Lord with whatever is on your heart and what is hurting you or the people that are hurting you. And you can talk to Him just like you talk to other people.
Moses cries out to the Lord, and the Lord answers, and the Lord provides. Even without our prayer, the Lord gives to us what we need for body and for soul. And this will bring us to the final third point, which everything findeth fulfillment in Christ. Now, the one huge part of this story is that God simply provides. He provides for food, He provides with drink, He provides the things that we need for the body. But these stories also help us point to the broader thing of what we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. So Moses is told to take the rod that he struck the Nile with, and he is to go and he is to strike the rock, and the water will come out of it.
Can you make water come out of a rock? No.
If you have something, you can pretend to strike it so you have an understanding of what Moses was called to do. But this is all going to point us in the broader picture of all of the Bible and in of all of the creation and redemption story that we have in Scripture to our Lord Jesus Christ, who as he was hanging on a cross, bowed his head and died, and then a spear was taken to his side, and it pierced his side, and what came out of it?
Blood and water.
So just as the rock was struck, and water came out of that, so our Lord Jesus from his side was pierced, and water came out of it. And St. Paul teaches us this wonderful passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that says that they all drank of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock
was Christ.
That our Lord Jesus, who was struck, had water come out of him, and in that water we have the washing and regeneration of the forgiveness of all of our sins, that we're cleansed, that all of our murmuring is quieted, and that we might always know, is the Lord among us or not? We can be confident and say, He is, and He washes us, and He loves us, that He who was struck is now among us to bless us and to forgive us.
Thank you for receiving the kingdom with with us today.
We pray that the Lord Jesus bless you, and that we all receive the kingdom of God like little children. Let us pray. O gracious Lord, we thank you for providing for all that we need of body and of soul, and giving us food and drink. We thank you for the washing that we have in the blood of Jesus, who was struck in the side and outpoured blood and water. We thank you that we might answer the question, is the Lord among us or not, with a wonderful, yes, he is, and he always will be. Forgive our murmuring. Help us not to complain. Help us to cry out to you and rejoice in the cleansing that we have. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.